T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And here we go. Looks like my prediction for sports this fall coming true. You see the NBA, everybody kneeling, wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts during the national anthem?
No, I did not see that.
No. Because
I wasn't looking.
Yes. Okay. Which is incredible, given that the NBA is in lockstep with the Marxist regime of China, which imprisons and kills Uyghurs. I mean, literally, in the last week, we have seen satellite photos of Uyghurs and Buddhists. You know those violent Buddhists, right? They're they're out of control.
Yeah.
Being loaded onto cattle cars in China. These are satellite photos, right?
I'm sure that'll be another one of Jerry Nadler's myths.
No, they're quite real. So we've been documenting this with the NBA. The NBA has, in partnership with the Chinese government, this just came out from ESPN, a training program in China for, you know, potential Chinese players. Well, we're now finding out these kids have been forcibly taken from their parents. They are beaten to improve their performance, denied meals as punishment for their performance. In America, we call this child abuse. The NBA calls it nothing, because they're down with that kind of thing. But they want you to know. And by the way, that was sponsored with them. You use NBA training protocols. And so they figure, well, we'll just take the kids from their parents early if they show any, you know, predilection for basketball. So that's out there. And the NBA doesn't seem to be too concerned about that. So you got to understand, when they talk about freedom and, you know, respect and equality, they're not talking about those things in China, because they are sponsoring child abuse in China. They don't care that at their headquarters in China, it's in the same province where the concentration camps are. You know, the ones that the people were being taken in the cattle cars to, the Buddhists and the Uyghurs, they don't care about that. The NBA is fine with that. So everybody's kneeling, right? Well, I predicted this for this year, this fall, and it started with Roger Goodell. When Roger Goodell came out and said for the NFL, oh, hey, you know, I encourage everybody to protest, want everybody protesting. And I said the media would begin now doing the opposite of before. Before, if somebody was going to kneel, they would cover you extensively. Now, if you don't kneel, you get the coverage. And that Roger Goodell was down with that. And we're now seeing that in the NBA. They're trying to cancel former NBA player Charles Barkley, who's black. Do you know what he did? What horror could he possibly have perpetrated? He came out and said, if people don't want to kneel, they are not bad people. So this is now treated with horror. Concentrations in camps in China, that's okay, it's good, it's fine. Beating of children, starving them, that's okay too. That's fine. We do that in the NBA. But not kneeling for the U.S. anthem, now that is a step too far. So the internet went wild after Charles Barkley said this. They want him off of sports commentary programs. He's not to be seen or heard from again for saying this horrible thing.
If people don't kneel, they're not a bad person. I want to make that perfectly clear. I'm glad they had unity, but if we have a guy who doesn't want to kneel because the anthem means something to him, he should not be vilified.
Oh, he's absolutely insane, isn't he?
Yeah, this is the height of controversy. I mean,
gosh.
Here we were set to destroy the life of whoever didn't kneel. And this guy getting in the way. He didn't get the talking points.
Oh, boy.
So watch this. This is going to become the sport for the media this fall with sports.
Well,
if you don't kneel, they are going to rip you apart. They call this free speech, by the way.
Yeah. Actually, we have a term for it. We've referred to this for quite some time. It's called forced speech.
Yes. It's really hot right now.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you're getting these Orwellian statements from NFL players saying, this is so great, now we have free speech in the NFL.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You have conformity.
Right.
You have required conformity of opinion, thought, and expression. There is no freedom of speech.
So sports going to be very interesting this fall.
No,
already
it's not.
Is.
No, it's not. It's not going to be interesting. I'm a sports fan.
My husband
and if,
is too.
And if this is what sports is, where it's just another extension of politics and the weaponization of politics in this country, I'm simply not interested. I'm just not interested. You know, I've got better things to do with my time. You know, I'm more interested about what people do when they stand up for others than when they kneel for an anthem. I think it's much more important that we stand up for the Constitution, that we stand up for civil rights, for human rights. I believe all of that. When you stand up for others, and when you stand up for this country and for the Constitution, flawed though it may be, written by flawed people, but of course we all are, that's what you should be doing, is standing up for this country and what it means and the freedom that it has been able to give to those in this nation and the efforts that we have made across this planet for the freedom of others in other places in the world.
Okay, go ahead, Lee.
That's just it. I'm just tired of hearing about kneeling. It's who we stand up for that really matters.
All right, well, let's stand up for somebody. I love talking to my friends from college, my girlfriends, because I love to use them as a barometer of like where the public is and what they think, because they all get their news primarily from NPR and the mainstream media, right? And so I was going back and forth with one of them the other night, and I said, you do realize two Trump supporters or those perceived to be Trump supporters were murdered, and a third, the victim of attempted murder by these, you know, by these so-called peaceful protesters,
yeah, right?
I said, you realize that's, we're on number three now. And I said, you realize two of them are black. And they're like, she's like, no way, there is no way we would have heard about that.
Yeah, right.
Well, you see Fox News? Andrew Duncombe, a black conservative journalist who was stabbed during the violence in Portland after he was stalked by a group of white Black Lives Matter activists.
Just wrap your head around all
that.
Yeah,
wrap your head around that.
A black conservative is stabbed by a white Black Lives Matter
activist.
And
he's a black conservative. He's a journalist. He's got, you know, online social media and that kind of thing. And he had announced, you know, where he was going to be, and he videos this stuff and all that, and he's being shadowed by these Antifa members. He was stabbed by the guy by a guy by the name of Blake Hamp. Hamp is a pedophile. Like a convicted pedophile.
Great.
He's white.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew Duncombe is black. And he said, I was stabbed or targeted specifically due to my location being doxxed 17 hours before I arrived. So he's been out there. They know who he is. He's online. They don't like his point of view. So just so you know where we are in the country, if you are black and conservative, you can be stabbed for that. And there won't be any coverage except by Fox News. No one will care. And you can be stabbed by a white dude, and no one will care. That's where we are. So this is not, don't let them kid you. This isn't about race. This is about conformity, like you were saying, Lee.
Wonder if that'll be a federal hate crime.
Well, I doubt it.
Wouldn't it be?
The guys, they were BLM and Antifa. So, I mean, at data, they have liberal privilege. I mean, whatever they say goes. They could tell by looking at you if there's something wrong with you. And if you deserve to be stabbed, that's what we're dealing with, you know? And that doesn't even count the second Trump supporter gunned down in broad daylight this week, or the white guy who was run over by another white Black Lives Matter supporter because he thought people who ride on Harleys must support Trump and must be racist. So he ran him over with the truck, killing him, as he explained to police. Not news, though. Not news.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh boy. Schools are going to be nuts this fall, parents. Here's my favorite line. You ready for this? It's not like you have to work or anything. I mean, work is totally optional. You can just go ahead and schedule that around the school system's schedule, whatever that might be. Yeah, well, how much notice will you have about how many days a week and what days a week your child will be going to school so you can plan with work? You ready for this? 5 days. District spokesperson Terry Brinkman, this is Greenville County Schools, told parents during a Facebook Live event Wednesday. Because, you know, we're all sitting around watching the schools on Facebook Live on Wednesday. We don't have jobs. We just sit around. And folks, as they change it, folks, they're changing this literally twice a week now. So if you want to know what the changes are, so you know, in case you want to have a schedule in the fall that involves, oh, I don't know, working, paying bills, feeding the family, you really need to keep up with the changes. Because you have time to sit around and watch Facebook Live, figure out what the school system's going to do. District spokesperson Terry Brinkman told parents that during a Facebook Live event Wednesday that they would be notified at least 5 days before the schedule changes throughout the year. Oh, sure. Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll just tell my boss I won't be in on what day? What would you say? Oh, Tuesday and Thursday. Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, no big deal. I got all the time in the world. I don't have a mortgage. Okay, folks, this just got mind-boggling here. I've been saying since the beginning, they ought to have a 5-day option for those who want it, right? I mean, that is what the CDC recommends. Now listen to this. Greenville County Schools must have an in-person option by September 14th. That's according to the state Department of Education. Wait, what? The district, the state says, must give parents the option of sending students to school in person by September 14th. Now, the schools are resisting this. They say, no, we want to plan as we go. It's depending on the spread of the COVID. Which, y'all, come on. You know those COVID numbers depend on how much testing we do. Greenville County Schools spokesperson Tim Waller said parents will be informed of the schedule for the first week of school no later than August 10th. The first day of school is August 24th. So just, you know, just tell your boss when you'll be in. You know, it's totally, that'll work. You run a business? Ha ha! Now you don't. It's all about the COVID. The district's reopening plan did not include definitive dates on when students would be in classrooms. But instead, those decisions will be based on the spread of the virus. Okay, so the state education department is saying you've got to have an in-person option by September 14th. In other words, kids have to be able to come back by September 14th, but not 5 days a week, though. Like, in other words, there's got to be at least one day where the kids are sitting in the classroom, or maybe half a day. I don't know. I love these leap days they've scheduled. I was literally laughing out loud while I was reading it. So for elementary students, go ahead and bring them, depending on your last name, for 3 hours in the morning, maybe on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Or maybe Friday, if you can't do Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Oh, but your elementary student, they'll need to be dropped off and picked up 3 hours in the afternoon. What? If you've got a stay-at-home parent in a family or you work from home, great. If not, good luck. Got a text from a single mom. She's like, I can't work. I don't know. I mean, she has a job. She has to do this in person. And she just wants to know, what do I do? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Nobody cares. Waller, the spokesperson for the Greenville County Schools, said the goal is to have students and staff back in school as early as possible, but it might not happen by September 14th if the spread of the coronavirus in the community is high and if medical professionals advise in-person attendance. Let me translate that. We're going to ignore whatever the CDC says because we don't like it, and we'll pick some medical professionals and then whatever they say, and then just tell your boss. So it looks like the state is ordering the schools to have at least one day of in-person attendance by September 14th, and the schools are just politely declining. Well, maybe we won't, maybe we won't. Folks, I'm here to tell, I am deeply involved in all this, and I am having such a hard time following it. I am on the Greenville County Schools website almost every day, and I'm here to tell you a lot of parents aren't because they got to work and do other stuff. This is, good luck. That's all I can tell you. Good, just good luck. Texter writes, Tara, tell her not to be a single parent. I'm not sure if this is meant sarcastically. I think that is something close to the position of the Greenville County Schools. You know what parents are going to have to do here? This is going to go on all over the county. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have six-year-olds at home with 10-year-olds. With mom calling in to see if everybody's alive. And hopefully they'll be on the computer going to class, but they might not be. Nobody knows. I bet that's already happened. Parents are going to have to do that out of desperation. Oh, here's the best part. That single mom I told you about, she was saying she's going to have to start putting daycare on a credit card. Because now she's going to have to start sending kids during the day when they would normally be in school. And she was finding out what that would cost. I'm like, stop. You mean the daycares can still operate? Well, yeah, they're essential. Oh, so we're going to send the kids who are supposed to be in school but can't be in school because they might die of the dreaded COVID to a daycare because they're not at school? Uh-huh. $1,500 bill a month to put our kids in daycare when they're supposed to be in school. But, you know, that's good. It's good because you can't catch the COVID, you understand, at the daycare, only at the school. Settled science. Texter writes, at the end of last year, all students were given a pass whether they did any work or not. Yeah, I know they were. I saw it. That's why. You had kids left at home. I know you did. You had kids left at home while parents were working. They had nothing else, no other option. Bigger than a mortgage payment. Or a rent payment to send them to daycare when they should be in school so we can all pretend that we're avoiding the COVID when we're really not, because it's all just a big pretend game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo
is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, stunning Zogby poll. I can't wait to see what the voters do in this election, although we may not know what they did in this election with mail-in voting, which is by design, I think. New Zogby poll. Zogby usually leans left. This is a likely voter poll, so that's got some of my interest. How likely is it that Vice President Biden is in the early stages of dementia? 55% of voters say more likely. That's the majority, even in Common Core math. 45% say less likely. People get it. They know. So, are the American people really going to elect a guy that a majority of us think is, you know, pretty likely to be in the early stages of dementia? Or will we even know who they elected? I think the plan is to just not know. You see this thing with Trump and the election? Okay, first of all, the media, as they often do, is twisting what Donald Trump said. What he said, he ended his tweet with question marks. So what he's saying is, you know, if we can't get it together, should we just postpone the election? Okay, what is Trump reacting to? If you listen to the mainstream media, you think that this is a coup to seize control of the election. Here's the actual tweet. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Then he wrote, delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote, ? So he did not propose that. He didn't say he was going to do it. And by the way, the Republicans that came out and bashed him yesterday, they know this. They read the tweet. Well, we're going to have the election. Yeah. What is Trump referring to? I don't know. He's a mental defective. He's crazy. No, he's referring to this. Here's the headline. You can find this on my Facebook page. This is from ABC News, not a conspiracy theory. This is ABC News. Here's the headline, the actual headline. As ballots pile up in the mail, a potential nightmare looms on election night. Wait, so ABC News just reported this? Yes. So what is Trump saying here? Well, he explained his tweet in another tweet. Glad I was able to get the very dishonest, lamestream media to finally start talking about the risks to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which I totally support. His follow-up tweet, the second one in the series, says, must know election results on the night of the election, not days, months, or even years later. Which is precisely what this ABC News article says will happen. In fact, it's already going on in New York. By the way, we have covered this going on in New Jersey. They had an election in New Jersey with mail-in balloting. That's not absentee balloting. We've been doing that for years. Mail-in balloting. Absentee balloting, you have to contact them in writing. Get the, you know, request the absentee ballot. They mail it to you. Then you mail it back. So there's a record of your request. With mail-in ballot, they just take everybody on the voter rolls and mail them a ballot. It is absolutely primed for fraud. So in New Jersey, they just had an election. The NAACP is suing because they can't tell who won it. 20% of the ballots are in question. Here's ABC reporting, again, in a headline called, a headline in this article, as ballots pile up in the mail, a potential nightmare looms on election night. The potential chaos could make Florida in 2000 look like a garden party. ABC News, folks. Not a conspiracy theory. New York's polls closed 3 weeks ago, they write. But many candidates still don't know whether they've won. Because New York City is still counting ballots that arrived in the mail. This is by design, folks. This is not an accident. This is design. These votes would be an afterthought in most years, they say, but not in this one. Normally, there's just a small amount of ballots cast absentee. And they go on to report that with the massive number of ballots that will come in, these boards of elections would literally not be able to count them without specialized machines like the kind the post office uses to sort mail. It is a physical impossibility. They're admitting this. What a mess. This is the ABC article. What a mess, said Marilyn Marks, executive director for the Coalition of Good Governance, a group that advocates for election transparency. If you had asked me before June 9th, this is when they started having these first mail-in contests around the country, I would have told you I'm not worried about mail-in ballots. That's changed, she said. She's seen these elections across the country. Professor Charles Stewart, director of the MIT Election Data and Science Lab, again, I'm still reading from the ABC article, says he's concerned the confusion could last for a couple weeks, maybe longer. The potential chaos could make Florida in 2000 look like a garden party. Folks, is this serious enough that the president might say, hey, if we can't get it together, we should postpone the election? Trump doesn't actually mean to postpone the election, as he explained. He's trying to figure out how to get them to honestly deal with this. So this is the problem with this. Is that literally these ballots are uncountable. They go on to explain that there's no way they can train line volunteers, just people showing up at the board of elections to volunteer, to be handwriting experts. They're going to have to match the handwriting on millions and millions of ballots. The article says it could take months to figure out who won. Country would be in a civil war by then. We may never know. Folks, this is by design. Then the article says, quotes an election expert who says, hope it's not close. We may not know who won the election. That is the goal. Oh my gosh. Okay. So the texts and emails are rolling in, folks. The grinding stupidity. Okay. So you know daycares are considered essential, right? So these poor parents, the schools are going to be shut down, right? Go back to school one day a week or whatever. Because, you know, he's got to stop the spread of COVID. See, and we're going to go one day a week, and so the schools will be open 5 days a week, but kids will go one day a week so we can, you know, space them out, do the social distancing. So, like, say your name is, you know, A through, you know, B, C, D, I don't know, whatever. You go on Monday, right? That's the idea. And then the next group goes on Tuesday. So that way we can socially distance. We'll be really safe. Do you know what parents are doing? Normally the kids would be in school, right? Parents got to work. This is not all parents, obviously, but the parents who have to go into work, do you know what they're doing? They're all emailing me right now. You know what they're going to do with the kids the other 4 days? Keep them at home where it's safe from the COVID. No, they can't afford to do that. They have to work. They're going to send them to daycare. Oh, my God. Okay. So we'll all sit around and be, well, we're just protecting the children from the COVID. No, we're not. They're in daycare the other 4 days. You know what that means? Now they're mixing with two groups of kids. It's worse than if they'd gone to school. Not that there's anything to worry about going to school. According to CDC, death rate for kids right now from the flu, 6 times that of COVID. So these parents... This is, at first, I heard of this last night. This poor single mom, she's like, it's going to be $1,500 a month. I'm going to have to put my kids in daycare when they're not in school. All day? Uh-huh. So they're going to go to daycare 4 days a week. Mix it up real good with the other kids. Swap some snot. You know, do the stuff kids do in daycare. Because kids, you can't tell them not to touch stuff. And then, after we got them good and mixed up with all those germs, we send them back for the one day. To the school, so they can pass that on to the other kids. Makes total sense. God, are we stupid? And you've got these school officials. Well, you know, it's going to depend on the spread. We're going to only come back one day a week if there's heavy spread. Well, where will some of the children be going the rest of the time? Daycare. It's essential, you know. Okay. So you're telling me kids are going to be sent to daycare who normally wouldn't go to daycare. Yeah. So now, instead of, again, mixing with one group of children at school, they're going to mix with two groups of children? Mm-hmm. Love to know what the percentage are who are going to do this. Love to know. So now those kids will come back and they'll be in the school the one day with your kids. But we'll all feel good because, once again, we'll pretend that we're doing something when what we're actually doing is worse for the spread of viruses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.